This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Football Sunday, so good to me.
I forgot that we did that. Has it been that long? It has been. All right, let's go. McMonagle picks. We got Fleegs. Obviously, what... I don't even remember who won last year. Marco had a dominant first year. Last year, I don't remember.
Fleegs, was it you?
I think Fleegs won last year, right?
I honestly do not remember.
I don't remember either.
I definitely lost.
I think it was between me and him. You had a bad year. I lost.
Yeah, Marco had
dominant first year, bad last year. It doesn't matter. But the way we do it is we pick both local games, and then we pick three others, and then for five picks, and then we will have our Take a Chance parlay after the update. So... let's get it started here in week number one. We'll go with Fleegs first. It's easier that way. Then the music runs out. He can recover. So go ahead, Mike. You're up.
Thank you for that inside baseball. Because you're 100% right.
Yeah, no, you want to get through the picks, and then you're on top of the music running
it's
out.
It's rough when we lead off with Marco, because then I got a crossfade while talking. You know, this much easier this way. So
I've been there.
I'll do the three non-local games first. Game number one. This is a team that I almost feel like they should be favored in the game. I like the Texans +3 against the Rams. There's all the questions about Matthew Stafford, and I love Stafford and the Rams. And had we known he's 100% healthy, this is a team that I might pick to go to the Super Bowl, but there's question marks there. I like this Texans team to kind of bounce back after what was a rough sophomore season for C.J. Stroud and that whole coaching staff. But Bobby Slowick's gone, and you also have, you know, they played well in the postseason. They beat the Chargers, and they gave the Chiefs a really tough game in Kansas City in the divisional round. I think they have a big year, and I think it starts with a week one win. That defense can be one of the best defenses in the NFL, so I think they'll do a good job against that Rams team. I like the Texans as dogs. Game number two, I just said I think this is a team that's going to the Super Bowl. I don't love betting against the Lions, but I'm going to do it here because this is a game to me where I would pick whoever the home team is as long as I didn't have to lay more than a field goal. And this game is at Lambeau Field, and the Packers are only laying 2.5. So I don't think it's going to be, you know, a sign that the Lions are having a bad season or anything. I think they're right in the mix. They're a playoff team. But I do like the Packers in week one. I think they're going to get off to a nice start. I just like, you know, for all the accolades that the Detroit coaching staff gets, I think the Packers deserve some of that with the way they've kind of built up after moving on from Aaron Rodgers. And remember, last year, they got off to the shaky start because Jordan Love got hurt in that week one game, Brazil against the Eagles. Right. He's healthy. I think they play a good game. I think they win at home. And game number three, because it's the game of the week, how do you not pick Ravens-Bills? And we said it earlier, this is the team I have representing the AFC in the Super Bowl and ultimately winning it. And on paper, they're a better team. So give me the Ravens to, I mean, win this game. It could be a shootout, but this Ravens offense, they honestly have that kind of talent where every time they touch the ball and don't score, you wonder, well, what went wrong?
Yeah.
And I think this game matters to them, even though it's in Buffalo, after what happened last year in the playoff game, and a game you can argue the Ravens really should have won. I think a week one regular season matchup matters more to them than it does the Buffalo Bills. So those are my three non-local games. And then local, we all think the Giants have a chance to win this game. So how do I not take them plus the 5.5? I liked it earlier when this line was more towards the Commanders. It's moving towards the Giants. But I like the Giants to cover the spread here. Not necessarily win the game. I think we're discounting the Commanders a little too much in terms of what they can do in the season. But I do think the Giants cover and keep it close. And then, listen, I have a chance to take Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers, TJ Watt, all of it against the Jets and a quarterback who can't throw the football that the Steelers said no thank you to. And the building's going to be half Steelers fans anyway. I was leaning Steelers before the AVT injury. Now, the one strength of the Jets just got blown up. Give me the Steelers minus the 2.5.
All right. He's got the Steelers minus 2.5. Against the Jets, which I know is very tough for him to pick as a big Jet fan who is still just buried in that Jet tradition.
Yeah, I definitely won't be rooting aggressively for the Steelers on Sunday.
I don't know. All right, Marco?
All right, I'll take the three non-locals first. This one's basically the idea of this game sucks, but the line I like, Cardinals 6.5 against the Saints. Look, the Saints are awful. They're awful. I have no idea what Spencer Rattler is going to be other than terrible. I don't know what Kellen Moore is going to be as a coach. This is probably the team that's going to be battling for the first pick in the draft. The Cardinals are not great, but they're good. They're solid. And I can see Kyler Murray having a big day. This is a game that just kind of falls off the table when you look at it because there's nothing juicy about it. You know the Cardinals are going to win the game. It's just a question of how much. I think they win in a blowout, so give me the Cardinals laying the 6.5. The second game is, again, almost like a pick against it. I know the Dolphins are beat up. I know they're not great. I know they have issues with the locker room and Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa and is Mike McDaniel on the hot seat and does he get bounced and all that. I get it. What the hell are the Colts doing? Like, I don't think they know what they want to do.
Right.
When you don't know, when you sign Daniel Jones and bring him in for competition with Anthony Richardson and basically make it where you want Daniel Jones to be the starter and you don't want Anthony Richardson to be your quarterback. It almost feels like this entire franchise is in turmoil where they don't know what they want to do and they don't know what the next move is. I think Shane Steichen wants to save his job and he's looking at Daniel Jones to do that. That to me is already a little bit of a scare. The Dolphins are better than we give them credit for. Are they good? No. Will they make the playoffs? No, I don't think so. But I could see Tua having a big day and I could see Daniel Jones doing what Daniel Jones does, which is not put up points. So give me the Dolphins. We're actually getting points plus 1.5 on the road against Indianapolis. The third game is the game tonight. It's in Brazil. It's a good game and two good teams with the Chiefs and the Chargers. And the line is not good because it's right at 3. So I can, this almost screams push. It really does. But do you know what Andy Reid's record with the Chiefs is in September?
It's probably good.
It's 25-5.
Yeah.
And they're 15-1 in their last 16 games in September. I have a hard time. And then the fact that you're going to Brazil, where they've been through everything. It's not Jim Harbaugh won't get the Chargers ready. And I find it hard to bet against Andy Reid and the Chiefs in this spot. And I also like the fact that the Chiefs got, I mean, their ass handed them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
No one believes in them. Everybody thinks that this is the down year. There's no chance they find... I can see them having a big season where they're the underdog now, and I can see it starting in Brazil. I'm afraid of the push. I'm not going to lie. I wish there was, you know, the hook somewhere.
Sure.
But laying the 3 with the Chiefs and the Chargers, give me Kansas City. For the two locals, look, we'll start with the Jets. I've been on record. I've been saying this. I know the AVT injury makes it worse. I think the Jets are in for a really bad season. Like a really head-scratching, what are you trying to do? This entire regime has given me Joe Judge vibes right from the start. They're worried about culture. They're worried about running the football, playing good defense. While that's all nice and well, it feels like they want to play 1987. We don't turn the ball over. We'll ram it down your throat. We'll win 14-10. What happens when you're down 10-0? It almost feels like the Jets are going into every game going, we don't have to throw the football and we could still win. No, you can't. This is 2025. You're not going to win games like that. And I feel like the Jets are dying to just, we'll run it 40 times, and then Justin Fields will run it 10 more. And, hey, if he makes one throw, you can't win in the NFL like that. It doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like they're going to struggle left and right, and then they're going to tell me about doing the culture thing right. Stop it. Give me the Steelers laying the 2.5. Pittsburgh's got something, obviously, a point to prove in this one. But I think it's also just the fact that the Jets are really, they're going to be bad. They're going to be bad all season. Sorry, Jet fans. This is going to be a rough one for you. For the other local, I've been loving this, but I feel worse about it simply because everybody's been all over it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with it anyway. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5 against Washington. I do feel like the Giants are going to be sneaky good is maybe a little bit too high, but they're going to be a pain in the ass. How about that? Every game that they play, they're going to be in because their defense is going to keep them in it. And it's a question of can they, Russell Wilson and their offense, which is limited, can they be opportunistic enough where the defense sets them up and instead of turning it right back and three and out, taking those opportunities where you're 50 yards and in and turning them into points and really be able to win games that are low scoring, yes, but they're opportunistic and you actually play good complementary football. I feel like the Giants can do that this year because I think Wilson's going to be competent, basically, and Daniel Jones was not. Mm-hmm. And I do think it starts here. Washington's going to be in for a little bit of a down year, not because they're bad, but because, I mean, last year, let's be fair, as good as they were, they also got a lot of breaks, and it doesn't really work like that 2 years in a row. And Jaden Daniels is the real thing, don't get me wrong, but I do think the Giants put up a really good fight. I could see them even winning the game, but I do like them covering. That's a big number. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5.
All right. Just enough time for me. I'm going to go with the three locals, the three non-locals to start as well. A couple games shared, so I'll start with there. I'm with you on Miami plus 1.5. In Indianapolis. One, fast track indoors. That's exactly where Miami lives. The other thing is the one thing Miami that you're concerned about, the offensive line's bad, but you're really concerned about that defensive backfield. And I just don't think the Colts are the kind of team that makes you scared about your defensive backfield. I don't. So I think there's enough there where offensively on a fast track, at least early on with Tua healthy and everybody healthy, I think that offense can get after it. And to you, I think your point is, I don't know what the Colts are. I don't know who they want to be. I don't trust the Daniel Jones-led team. There's probably some infighting about the idea of who the quarterback is inside that room. I don't like any of it. And I just think Miami's the better team. Plus, I'm getting 1.5. So I'll take Miami plus 1.5. I'm also going to take Baltimore, as we talked about it. I think they're the better team. I think the Bills win because of the quarterback. I think there's more substance to the roster, and they're just a better overall team than the Bills. Plus, I also saw that over his last 20 games on turf, Lamar Jackson is 17-3 against the spread. The game actually opened up with Buffalo as the favorite, 1.5 point. It's completely swung to 1.5 with Baltimore, and I think there's a reason why everyone's betting Baltimore. I like it. I hate to be that guy enjoying in on it, but I think Baltimore is the better team. I think they're hungry. I think they're pissed off. I think they're looking to make a statement against this Bills team that they lost to last year. So give me Baltimore minus 1.5. And then the other one, I'm going to take Cleveland plus 5.5 as a home dog, divisional dog. Two things Joe Burrow struggles with. Opening games and Cleveland. He has not played well against the Browns. They do not get off to good starts. Their offensive line is atrocious, and the defensive front of Cleveland is by far their strength. That is the biggest mismatch of the entire game. Now, I know how good Joe Burrow can be. I know how good that passing attack can be, but something just tells me to start the year a bad matchup, an offensive line that's banged up, all the games they've been playing with their defensive edge rusher, and all the stuff going on with Cincinnati. I think they get off to these bad starts. Eventually, the offense will be a juggernaut. I don't see it week one. Plus, Stefanski made the playoffs with Flacco 2 years ago. Like, I think if you just have a competent quarterback who can make plays, not turn the ball over, and work inside Stefanski's offense, I think you actually have a fairly competent team. Plus, you got one of the best defensive players in the world off a big-time contract against one of the worst offensive lines. So give me Cleveland plus 5.5 at home against Cincy. And then the locals, yeah. Look, I think Pittsburgh is going to be one of the surprise teams in the AFC. I think they have a chance to be really good. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. I've believed in Aaron Rodgers this whole time. I think he's coming in with a chip on his shoulder, 2 years removed from his injury, and I just expect him to play really well. And I agree with you. I've been saying it the whole time. I don't know what kind of offense we're going to get from this Jet team. I don't know where they throw the football. I think you've got TJ Watt. I think the Vera Tucker injury is a devastating one to this offensive line. And I just think Pittsburgh is a better football team, a better coach team, at least as of right now with Tomlin against someone who hasn't coached in the NFL before as a head coach. And I just think if you're going to get into this type of game where it's smash mouth, defense, run the football, and it comes down to who's better coached, I just think I love Tomlin in this spot. I think this is a year that they've kind of decided to go all in and try and prove something here in the AFC. And I think they're going to be motivated to go out there and play well. And Tomlin is just too much for me. So give me Pittsburgh -2.5. And then the Giants. I've been all over this for a while. Give me the Giants +5.5. I think they win the game outright. I think coming off of last year, Daniels, who, again, we all believe is, you know, a great young quarterback. I think a year removed, he did get off to a slow start last year. That could just be the idea that he was a rookie quarterback, but it took a while for Washington to find themselves. I wouldn't be surprised if they get off to a slow start. All the stuff with Terry McLaurin in the offseason could take some time for the offense to gel. Plus, the Giants are a divisional opponent who play them well, know them well, could have won the game two different times last year if you know, Neighbors holds on to the ball, especially in that first time that they played each other where they limited them to no touchdowns. I think this defense gets after him, makes him uncomfortable, and I just have a weird feeling the Giants are going to play well. I think offensively they can run the football. The only thing that scares me is Andrew Thomas. It sounds like he's probably not going to play. The offensive line without him has been a disaster. I do think they're deeper and more poised to play without him this year than they've been in prior years, but still, it makes me nervous. Outside of that, if he plays, I love it. If he doesn't, I still think the offensive line is good enough to get some offense, and this defense should limit it. So give me the Giants, +5.5, Pittsburgh -2.5. Cleveland is home. Divisional dogs getting 5.5 against Cincy. Miami +1.5, and Baltimore -1.5 on the road in Buffalo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free.
And someone's going to get a chance to see it. We're streaming on YouTube right now.
Let me know, going to be around.
Wait for it to kick in, yeah.
Let
the kick. Here it comes.
If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown,
I'm still free, take a chance on me. Yes! All right, the Take a Chance Parlay. When that song kicks in, I don't know how you can't get up.
Yeah, it kicks.
I don't know how you can't get up.
It really kicks.
When the drum kicks in on Take a Chance by ABBA. I just don't know how you can't. I don't know how you don't feel it deep in your bones somewhere. Uh-huh. All right, so the Take a Chance Parlay, those of you who don't know what that is, it's just a three-game parlay where we take three dogs, parlay them together. That's typically what we've done. We can open it up to different things, but it's supposed to be a tough parlay. So I typically take three dogs, parlay them all together. So let's we'll start with Marco. Marco, what do you got for your Take a Chance parlay?
All right, look, you guys picked the best game of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I stayed away from it because I left it in here. I can't not pick this, even though it's a point and a half. I realize what it is, but for this Take a Chance, you're giving me the Bills at home plus a point and a half.
Yeah,
I mean, if there's anything to take a chance on,
there you go.
That I'm taking a chance
sure.
on. Game two, I'm going to take the Raiders +2.5 against the Patriots on the road. Look, New England, I could see them having a sneaky, decent year. I get it. I also, this is more of a Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, settle in franchise. Like the idea of them knowing what they want to do. The Raiders have been, for so long, just confused. And there's something about having a steady hand and a Pete Carroll. Is he the greatest coach on the planet? No, but he knows what the hell he wants to do and where he's going to go about it, and they're going to be ready to play. Geno Smith, again, great quarterback? No, but they're going to be ready to play. Doesn't mean Mike Vrabel's not going to have his guys ready, but I could see Drake May getting a little confused. Maybe they have something for him. Raiders on the road. I like this. Give me them with plus the 2.5. And the other one, we've said it. We danced on it. You even kind of mentioned it. I would like to take a game, too, that's a little bit more of a spread here. Give me the Giants plus the 5.5 for the outright win on the road. Look, I can understand where you're confused as to why this team is going to be better. I do feel like defensively, run game, I do agree with you with the Andrew Thomas. You'd feel better if he's playing. But I do think last year, people forget how many games they were in early in the year because their defense kept them there and their offense just could not carry their weight. They could not find the end zone. They could not score points and make the game. I mean, games were handed to them. The Bengals, the Washington last year.
Yeah.
There were games that the Giants had handed to them and they couldn't take because they couldn't score. Do I think their offense is great? No, but I think they're competent. And all they need to be is competent to be able to get over the hump. I like the Giants getting off to a good start. Give me them to finish off the take apart life.
Nice. Swigs.
I'll start with the one game I have in common with Marco. It's the Raiders plus the 2.5. I think they have a good shot to win this game.
We all have that one in common.
Well, but circle the Patriots.
No,
then,
it's I hear you.
You know why, though? The whole new coach, new quarterback.
Yeah,
they're both new to the Raiders, but they've been together before.
Been.
So as much as I believe in Vrabel and he's going to turn the Patriots around, it's going to be annoying watching them have another good string of success.
Mm-hmm.
Not what they did with Brady and Belichick,
well, let's hope not.
They'll be good. And you also, Gonzalez is out for them.
I was going to say, yep, Gonzalez
is out. Even though
this
is travel. You know, I don't know if travel is as impactful to me week one when you've been in training camp and you haven't really been on the move and dealing with the daily grind so much as you kind of get in the regular season. So I like the Raiders here. Game number two, I had in my picks. I like the Texans plus 3 against the Rams. I think they win that game outright. And the other one I have to take, you guys included in the picks. I came close to it. The Dolphins plus 1.5 against the Colts in the battle of whichever coach loses this is probably the first guy to get fired. I prefer McDaniel anyway. Tua, I think people forget that when Tua plays, and he's healthy on the field right now for Sunday, when Tua plays, the Dolphins win, and they especially beat bad teams.
Yeah.
And the Colts are not very good, and you hit on the biggest point. You know, the Dolphins' biggest weakness is their secondary.
Yeah.
You can have downs, and those guys running downfield all game be wide open. We know. We're in New York. We've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones ain't getting the ball down there.
Yeah.
So I like the Dolphins in this spot,
too.
Yeah,
no, I'm with you.
No big spreads, but the Texans give me the three-point requirement.
Yeah, so we're all on the Raiders, a family pick there on the take-a-chance parlay. I agree with you. I think I'm reading things that they're a trendy pick to be a playoff team. I like Vrabel, and I think the Patriots probably are on their way to building to something, but I don't think it's just yet. And their shutdown corner, Christian Gonzalez, is out. He's by far their best defensive player. All the stuff we said, I think to step right in with Seattle Light, with the coach and the quarterback, I just think that this is they got the young running back who everybody thinks is going to take the league by storm. I just think they're in a position right there to play well against New England. So I'll take the Raiders. Obviously, I'm on the Giants. I gave you everything with that. The Giants plus 5.5. I think they're going to win the game. I've been on that all week. And then I'm going to take the Lions at plus 2.5 against Green Bay. Look, we don't even know if Parsons is healthy. He's taking shots. We're assuming he's going to play. I don't even know what he's at. Like, the idea that he has swung the pendulum of this division already without seeing him play, and he's got some sort of sprain in between his, in the middle of his back, doesn't make me feel all that good about it. And plus, I just believe in this Lions team. They've been the team in this division. I believe in the coach. I think the talent is immense there. I still think they're a great football team. I think they're poised to go win this game in Green Bay. Everyone's trendy pick. I think Campbell is the kind of coach who plays into that, talks about how everyone expects Green Bay now to win this division, and they go in there and lay a hurting on Green Bay. So I'll take the Giants, Lions, and Raiders. That's it. Week one in the books. I like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.